Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's topic, rebounding. Many people, when they hear the words rebound, think of athletics. And as we head into March Madness, we are going to be hearing quite a bit about rebounding. But what I'm talking about today is totally different. I'm looking at the concept of rebounding in the context of life and leadership. 33 episodes ago, we first looked at the idea of being a buffalo in your leadership, life, and mindset. Again, the idea is that a buffalo looks at an oncoming storm and optimistically charges into it, while cows, on the same grazing range, see the storm and pessimistically walk away from it, but as a result, keep themselves in it and fuel their pessimism. All the while, the buffalo is out of the storm and enjoying the rewards of the risk. But what happens to those buffaloes when they take the risk and the storm stalls? It's pretty natural for a person in their daily life to charge into something and then have the risk fail, have the plan not go right, run into some unforeseen consequence, or simply lose the energy to keep moving. It's in those moments of failure that we fall, and it is in that instant, when you are figuratively laying on your back. It's then that you determine how you're going to respond. Now, buffaloes are big, heavy creatures. When they're down, it takes a lot of energy to get back up. And just like life and leadership, sometimes it's easier to just stay down and see if the storm will pass. But it is also in that moment that we have a choice. We choose our mindset and attitude. We choose if we're going to rebound and what we will do once we bounce back up. Let's look at the behaviors of people who are good rebounders. I believe that there are three core behaviors of rebounders that we should focus on each day and think about when we come up with challenges in our life and leadership. The first is perseverance. This behavior is core to being able to rebound from situations. The ability to get back up, dust yourself off with intention, and move forward. When leaders who are good at rebounding fail, they view it as an opportunity and are actually fueled by it. Being perseverant allows you to take risks and move forward. Rebounders are really good at being able to move forward by growing their wisdom from the experience and using the lessons learned to better themselves and others. Perseverance is not usually a consistent behavior in leaders, but in rebounders, they thrive on the chance to be challenged, get back up, fail fast, and accelerate forward. The second behavior of rebounders is the ability to follow their intuition and not perseverate on what their gut tells them. So many of us, when we face risk or are recovering from failure, second guess our instincts. Rebounders have a strange inkling or intuitive sense, and they just follow it. Like a buffalo that senses the storms and turns into them, rebounders fail and go where their gut tells them to go. Why are they able to do this? Well, they have a life filled with one of two things, experience or ignorance. I know, that sounds weird and seems weird, but it's true. When you're around adult leaders who rebound quickly from failure, they are, again, relying on their life experiences, and they know that it may not be okay at first, but that they'll work hard to fix it, and they'll move forward. They'll recover. Through experience, they eliminate the stories in their head that prevent them from risk because of those experiences that they've had. They know that it may hurt to take a risk, but they also know that getting up quickly and finding a new angle fuels their purpose. The other thing to consider is how rebounders are born. They're born out of ignorance. Some people who fail and follow their gut instinctively do it because they simply don't have enough experience to have a mindset to stop them. You want proof? Watch an infant. They work tirelessly to try to roll themselves over, scoot, crawl, or walk. If they were born with the knowledge and experiences of adults, they'd be really slow rebounders because they'd be worrying all the time that they were going to fall and bump their heads. Sometimes too many experiences crush your intuition or cause you to stop and ignore your instincts. Ignorance doesn't deter one from rebounding. It actually fuels risk because you don't know what is going to happen, and that builds greater intuition over time. More risk, more experience, more rebounding. The final quality of rebounders is courage. This behavior, combined with an intuitive nature and perseverance, is the recipe for being a rebounder. When you are down, you need to have the courage to get back up, as well as the bravery to head back into the situation. Many times in leadership, or life, it's hard not to feel defeated, and it's very easy to simply walk away. Walk away from the challenge or the issue that put you down. It seems that rebounders lean into the situation, combining their willingness to take risks with a quickness to fail and bounce back up, brush themselves off, and walk back towards the challenge. Rebounders are unique because they are willing to keep going or take new looks, but they refuse to be kept down by their own worries or the actions of others. Think this through for a minute. Rebounders are leaders for themselves and others. Some people mistake rebounders for being stubborn. Stubborn is much different. A stubborn leader is one who doesn't always learn from experiences yet continues on the same path. A stubborn leader maintains a journey even after it's proved to be unworthy, because stubborn leaders are more concerned with being right and proving themselves correct. Rebounders think about what others believe, they take it into consideration, and they are willing to give up on a flawed path. But they don't quit. They find a new path. Stubborn leaders keep moving in the wrong direction just to prove a point. Being a rebounder is an aspirational quality for all of us. Every one of us faces situations where we could more easily give up. But I learned a long time ago that when you are faced with a difficult situation, there are two ways you can go. You can succumb to the situation by dropping your head, or you can overcome the situation by stiffening your spine and looking forward. And rebounders overcome through perseverance, using their intuition, and fueling themselves by being courageous. So let's do some smart thinking. This week, if you get knocked down in the figurative sense, can you rebound? How good are you at following your gut? Do you trust your instincts? Who in your life can guide you or coach you to courage? And finally, when faced with difficulty this week, will you succumb or overcome? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this episode on your social media platform, and thank you to the Well Pennies for the music. This summer, I'm thinking about having a Smart Thinking retreat. But before we begin planning it, I'm wondering, what's your interest? We're thinking of hosting it in the Milwaukee area in the middle of July, and we'd have a 6-hour event with speakers from the podcast and other inspirational leaders. And we would focus on being Buffalo. If you're interested in it or you have any feedback or ideas, please email me at ted@cesa6.org or visit the Smart Thinking Facebook page to give me your feedback. Lastly, I want to thank the boys U16 Bavarian soccer team. I was prepping for the podcast this week while in the car in a parking lot in Indiana waiting for them to play. When I stopped working and stood on the sidelines, I watched my son Charlie and his teammates exhibit all the behaviors we just talked about. I saw these young men demonstrate being Buffalo in every moment of every minute of that match, and they did it with great frequency. The game began, and after a few minutes they went down 0-1, but they ended up winning 4-2. Their coach Luke made some great adjustments, and the boys on the field, well, they rebounded by leading first for themselves and then for others. It was a great match to watch, and as I was thinking through the final parts of this podcast, these guys showed me how important it is in life to rebound in the moment. Because soccer is a really fast game, and the second you drop your head, you provide fuel for the other team. Even that Andrew and Thomas, who've been picking on me all weekend about this podcast, demonstrated all of these behaviors. But when you give the other team fuel by dropping your head, you give up. But on this day, and during this match, these boys showed perseverance, they led with their guts, and they showed courage. And that is the recipe for rebounding. And that is the way you win.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my